the South Panthers ran into a really good football team from all sounds of it, as Castle was well prepared, ready to go. But as folks who follow the South program and this radio program, what you've told us, this is not a team that's graduating 35 seniors that couldn't get over that final hump. This might have been a year early, so let's have it's sad that the senior class is there doesn't get a chance to enjoy it, but what's coming back for South is that's the bright spot this morning here on a Monday.
Well, you know, we kind of alerted to you Castle's offensive playmakers back on Friday morning. That said, I certainly didn't see it coming as complete as it was, and as it turned out Friday past, South's end to its unbeaten football season. The defending regional champs taken down 45-26 by the Castle Knights, who broke open Friday night's game with that 24-point third quarter, taking a commanding lead. Castle turned three South turnovers into points, had 446 total yards on the night, as the Panthers had no answer to the Knights' passing game. Sophomore Christian Paycheck went over the 1,000-yard mark with his 97 yards. Senior John Earl Rochelle Manns fell 2 yards shy of 1,000 in his quest as a receiver. And sadly, South season at 11-1, which included back-to-back Conference Indiana and sectional titles for the first time in 16 years. A talented sophomore class. It'll be juniors, it'll be seniors, and there'll be no rebuilding, just reloading for Mo Moriarty in 2016. You know, last week we gave you all-conference Indiana footballers and our Monroe County High School coaches winning Coach of the Year. That really bears repeating. I mean, the coaches, Mo Moriarty in football, Dustin Carver in golf, Eugene Kim in volleyball, all-conference Indiana Coach of the Years, along with Bloomington North's outstanding tennis coach, Ken Heidinger, outstanding jobs done and seasons. The student-athlete all-conference in cross-country at South, Evan Franklin and Dawson Hood. At Bloomington North, Isaac Benz, Drew Warren and Matt Campbell, Gracie Williams, Grace Saccone, and Kendall Schultz. And in golf, all-conference for those champions on the links, Cherise Otter, Emma Fisher, and Sydney Bomba of South. Honorable mention to Lauren Lewis and Kalina Abraham of North. In soccer, all-conference in South to Audrey Daig, along with Bailey Silvers. Honorable mention to Emily Bird and Senna Hendricks. All-conference boys in South in soccer, Dale Moore, along with John Bannock, Jason Cherry, Ben Yeagley, and Ryan Young. At Bloomington North in soccer, all-conference, Kylie Henderson and Nicole Ortiz. Honorable mention went to Katie Carver and Kaylee Ryan. And for the boys, all-conference, Luke Domer, Michael Buck, and Zach Veldman. Honorable mention in soccer for the Cougars in Conference Indiana, Andrew Goldsberry and Andrew Moore. All-Conference Indiana for the champion Cougars, Zach Wisen, Jory Schaup, Scott Bodie, and Mac Rogers. South All-Conference, Will Pekarski and Connor Shapiro. Honorable mention in tennis at South to Chris Pekarski and Nate Plisky. And All-Conference Indiana Volleyball for the champion Panthers, Emily Eamon, along with Ashlyn Fox and Lizzie Skoklin. Honorable mention out to Sydney Conger as well. And All-Conference at Bloomington North in volleyball, Julia Wood, Claire Taylor, and honorable mention to Zoe Merritt and Haley Stull. So a lot of outstanding student-athletes honored for 2015. The Western Indiana Conference, of which Edgewood is part of, handed down all-conference to Braden Patton, Ian Coldren, and Jay Farley in football, Harrison Cottingham, Victor Burl, and James Kuntz, along with Carly Bennett, Jordan Howell and Emily Jones in soccer, Chris Weaver in tennis, and Kendall Souter in volleyball. And going into the winter season, Northview leads the boys all sports standings. Edgewood is fourth. The girls tied for fifth with Greencastle, the current points leader there. Dave Tanner handling the girls and boys swim teams again this winter. The girls posted a season-opening dual meet win over Columbus East, with freshman Melinda Wang in on four event wins, the 50 3,300 back and swam a couple of legs on the winning 200 medley and 400 free relays. Alicia DeMars won the diving and also swam a leg on the 400-meter relay. Girls High School hoops, South is 1-1 to start the week after losing down in Jeffersonville. Senior Cherise Otter with a 16-10 double. North starts its week 1-3 after a 15-point loss at Shelbyville. Destiny Thurman continues to play well with 18. Edgewood is 2-3 starting its week, losing at South Putnam 40-37. Jasmine Carter had 13 rebounds and 7 points. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6, followed by In the Red Zone at 7, up until our coverage of Monday Night Football. We'll see if the Bengals can move to 9-0. They'll be hosting the Texans from Houston. Our coverage begins there at 7:45 tonight.
Looking to join New England and Carolina is unbeaten on 9-0, Joe, as the Patriots get a 54-yard field goal or so as time expires in New York to come back and beat the Giants. Carolina handles Tennessee 27-10 easily there, but let's not forget we got hoops at the Hall tonight too.
Yeah, Austin Peay's in. The governors from the Ohio Valley Conference, same conference that brought in Eastern Illinois the other night for Indiana, kicking off the season Friday night in style. So I don't anticipate any problems tonight. 7 o'clock on the McCracken court.
That's exactly right. Pacers are in action tonight. They take on the Bulls in Chicago. 8 o'clock tip time there. So when Indiana's up 60-2 at halftime, you can change it over and watch a little Pacers action.
Yeah, you can. You have that. You have that
option.
You have that option.
Golf will end this morning, Joe. Mayakoba rained out yesterday afternoon, the PGA Tour. Graham McDowell, Russell Knox tied on 19-under. They'll pick things up at 9 o'clock Eastern time and try to wrap up the 5 or 6 holes there. Knowing the luck there, that'll probably be an 8-hole playoff like back in 2012 when that happened. So that'll be a fun Monday. Get a little golf going. Colts are off, but they're back in action on Sunday. The interesting thing about the Colts, Joe, we'll see if Andrew Luck has made any progress on his injuries or what the Colts tell us there. And, boy, did you see Peyton Manning yesterday?
Yeah, well,
sounded like a rough game.
Yeah,
if he was healthy, if he's not healthy,
sad to watch.
Well, don't play a guy if he's hurt. Don't come tell me after the game he's hurt and shouldn't play him. Well, what do you 5 for 25 and 22 yards and 4 interceptions? Gee whiz! It took you that long to take him out of the game?
Right.
That long? My goodness, that's Gary Kubiak. You saw him do his magic plenty of years for Houston and saw how that worked out. But the Colts, first place in the AFC South. If Houston wins tonight, they will be tied on record, but the Colts will have the tiebreaker heads up and 3-0 in the division. We'll talk some hoops and Hoosiers coming up. Indiana men's soccer has got a busy day today, 1 o'clock, the NCAA tournament selection show. They'll be at Yogi's watching that, as they annually do, so we'll get prepared for that and what else happened on the weekend.
Sounds good. We'll be here.
All right, Joe, great job as always. We'll talk to you coming back at 8:45. Joe Smith time on a Monday morning, 8:45 at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, how are we doing? Margaret, the sun's out 2 weeks in a row on a Monday.
Yes, and you know something? As soon as he started talking about the sun peeking out of the clouds, it was like all of a sudden all this sun flooded into the studio, and I was thinking, what was that?
There.
So it was lighting Glass up with all the pretty sunshine this
morning.
Ta-da! There you go.
And for my next trick, Joe, I'll leave this one to you. Hoosiers on the weekend had an opportunity to defeat Michigan and the 14th-ranked Wolverines. They had a couple chances to do so, and, well, they didn't. There was an unbelievable performance from running back Jordan Howard. But as we have to talk about, Jake Rudock was named the National Player of the Week in college football because of his 6 touchdown passes, including 2 in overtime that saw Michigan come back and beat Indiana. 48-41 in double overtime, another close but no cigar for the football Hoosiers, Joe.
Well, after the disappointment and frustration of Saturday night and that 2 overtime loss to 14th-ranked Michigan, now we enter the final 2 games of the season, and now both become must-wins. If there are any designs whatsoever for the 13th game and a possible 500 season, Hoosiers lost that 7-point lead inside the 3-minute mark of regulation, negating Jordan Howard's Hoosier best of 238 yards on 35 carries. The resiliency has to continue for at least 8 more quarters, starting Saturday at Byrd Stadium in College Park. It'll be a noon kick, by the way, Hoosiers and the Maryland Terrapins. Lack of successful penalty kicks ended Indiana's dream of a Big Ten tourney championship, losing to Maryland in a six-session shootout on Friday in the semifinals over at Ohio State. The Terrapins, by the way, went on to win its second straight tournament title. That's two for two since they joined the league over in Columbus on Sunday. But bigger fish to fry now. The NCAA tournament, the draw is later today, and the 22nd-ranked Hoosier Booters of Coach Todd will find out who and where later today. Hopefully we'll have Todd and a couple of the guys on Yogi's tomorrow night on Sports Talk to join Fred Glass behind the scenes. We'll begin our conversation a little past 6 on Tuesday. Well, it was the season-best 13 service aces, second most in program history, that keyed Indiana's four-set volleyball win over Michigan State. Taylor Lebo had 20 digs and 4 aces, and Allison Hammond was 16 kills. The Hoosiers look for its 16th win. It'll be a tough one. They'll play midweek out in Lincoln against 8th-ranked Nebraska. The Hoosier swimmers and divers swept Wisconsin over the weekend at the CBAC. 20 individual wins for the men and women and 3 group wins. All 4 divers, by the way, scored NCAA zones qualifying marks as well. Terry Morin's basketball women are home to Chattanooga tomorrow night. Take on the Moccasins at 7 o'clock in the preseason WNIT. Indiana advancing to round number 2, drubbing Tennessee State back at the noon hour on Friday, 88-56. Tyra Buss with 21. Had a great stat line, 8 assists, 6 steals. Newcomer, junior college transfer, Tyshee Towner, debuted with 18 as she made her Indiana debut. The men of Tom Crean back in action tonight, 7 o'clock against Austin Peay from the Ohio Valley Conference after drubbing Eastern Illinois 88-49. Hoosiers did a lot of solid things, but one of the best was a defensive shutdown 27-3 over the final 8-22 to take that matter and close the deal really at halftime. Indiana for the game got 35 points off its bench, shot 52%, and held a whopping 51-17 advantage in the rebounding department, not to mention have 6 guys score in double figures. Austin Peay, by the way, lost to Vandy 80-41. This Maui Classic is technically underway, starting now with the games played at the early stages before Indiana plays a week from today over on the Hawaiian island. So Friday night, that was the case for Indiana winning big, and we'll see if that can carry over tonight against Austin Peay. Again, tip-off will be at 7 o'clock on the McCracken Court. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6, followed by In the Red Zone. We have an unbeaten playing tonight at home. The Cincinnati Bengals are 8-0, taking on those Houston Texans, 3-5. Of course, Houston in the same division with idle Indianapolis, who took the weekend off. Our coverage begins on the radio there of the Monday night game at 7:45.
What was that final score again from Vanderbilt, Joe?
80-41.
That might be the halftime score here tonight. They might get 21.
The Hoosiers. I was watching that game. They got off. Vanderbilt jumped in front 28-2 at one point, and struggled to score in double figures in the first half. I think they did get up to 13, but you know.
And Eastern Illinois is better than them.
Rank they are.
Saw a lot of upsets
in the Ohio Valley.
Saw a lot of upsets in college basketball. It can happen. That it does happen. Wisconsin got beat. Illinois has been beat a couple times. They're so injured. But this Indiana team, Joe, has enough weapons offensively where that shouldn't be the case, especially at the Assembly Hall. Friday night's game was a clinic for the most part. Balanced scoring, balanced attack, and not much drama. And that's what the Hoosiers hope to have. Might get a little different on Thursday with Creighton as you get a bigger opponent, Big East opponent. That's gonna ratchet up the test a little bit. So Indiana obviously slowly getting into the deeper end of the pool, and then obviously in Maui they will see some better competition. So schedule working out nicely. Hey, when are they going to announce the Maryland football game time? Did I miss that at some
point?
No,
it's at noon.
It's at noon? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make sure I'll put that up there. So noon on Saturday, and then the Bucket game will be announced this time next week, I'm guessing.
Right.
That's a noon or a 3:30. That's the only two options there, I believe,
right,
for that time. So a very busy week on the hardwood. We know that. We'll see where the Hoosier men land in the soccer tournament later this afternoon. That's exciting for the Hoosiers,
yeah.
And we'll take your phone calls tonight. Plenty to talk about as you can't be – Indiana football – can you get one break once, just 1 year? I talk about this every August.
Well,
it'd be nice to have one season. And I'm not talking about calls. I'm not talking about bounces of the ball.
I know you're not.
If Sudfeld and Howard could have just been healthy, I know injuries are part of the game. I know that. But how good is Jordan Howard? And he's not 100%.
No.
He's not. I mean, he ran for 250 yards against Michigan, who is the third-best defense.
Indiana rushes the football the other night 55 times for 307 yards. So –
against
a
team that was giving up 80.
The offensive line, they totally dominated Michigan's defense, and they came in as one of the highly touted
just like Iowa, Joe,
in the country. Yeah.
Just like Iowa.
2 weeks back-to-back, you're right.
250 yards against them and nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show for it.
Well, you can't give up.
It's just one of those snake bit years, and we know what's getting us beat, and that's just
points.
Defensive lapses in the secondary. You got a point at those two wide open catches. But that being said, Indiana couldn't keep a 7-point lead they had in regulation, Glass.
No, they couldn't.
Inside the 3-minute mark.
Hey,
of
you know
the
what?
Ball game. So you
never
have never really gone to overtime.
You never
in
tell
the first
a
place.
You never tell a kid not to score a touchdown. But boy, it would have been nice when they reviewed that play and they found Jordan Howard down on the half yard line. You could have kneeled it down three times, kicked a 21-yard field goal, and given them 10 seconds left.
Game
it didn't
over.
Happen. It didn't happen that way, and it never happens that way, Joe. So that's the frustrating part in dealing with it. Thank you for your time this morning.
All right,
we appreciate
friend.
It. We will talk to you tomorrow morning,
the morning after.
So we'll have IU tournament action for you, plus IU Maui tournament action for you. Women play tomorrow night. We'll have a busy morning.
Yeah, we will.
You have a wonderful morning tomorrow morning, Joe.
And
have a great week, Margaret.
You
too. All right, Smitty, good job as always.
All righty, bud.
Joe Smith, Monday mornings, Friday mornings, and mornings after during the weekdays, Indiana after Indiana basketball.